Talk, talk to me. WSRadio.com.
Welcome to Comics Talk Comedy with your hosts, Jeffrey Bilodeau and Jesse Egan.
All right, it's another week of Comics Talk Comedy. Jesse, how you doing, man?
Good, buddy. Nice to see you.
Good to see you.
Good to be here on a Saturday.
Co-host and the guest in studio. We're good to go. I think I was stepping on your foot, but it's good. So how was your week?
Been pretty good. You know, it's mostly dominated by this Tonight in San Diego show.
So. Dominated.
Well, I just don't do a lot of stand-up because I have to do that all the time. So either writing for it, or I did the show on Monday with Stephen Woods as the co-host, the guest co-host. And it was a terrific show. He was fantastic. And we had met earlier and, like, filmed a thing for it and rehearsed a little bit. So it was really nice to work with him.
Cool.
And what else? Stand-up
wise. You forced yourself went up last night.
Yeah, Winston's. That was really fun, man.
Yeah, you did good. You did some of your jokes that you like topical stuff, you know.
I did a couple headline jokes that I wrote for the show.
Yeah.
I thought, well, I'm not using them for anything.
Yeah.
Let me try them. That it actually worked, which was surprising.
Yeah, it was a good little crowd. I mean, it wasn't big, but they were laughing, enjoying the show.
We had very fun sets back to back. It was really fun. And Kim Thompson was there.
Yeah.
Hadn't seen her. She's leaving us. But
yeah, going to Oregon, heading up the Oregon Trail.
Yeah. Speaking of that, you've been playing that quite a bit, huh?
I have been playing it. It's so fun just to send random texts to friends. Like
sending me pictures that says, Jesse has the measles. Like, be careful, buddy.
And then 2 minutes later, Jesse has died.
Jesse has been snake bit. I'm like, I don't like this game.
It's just funny to mix like the old school with like new school texting. So it's
kind of fun. Texting pictures of an MS DOT game.
Yeah.
It's great.
So it's funny.
But you went up at Winston's too, but you probably had a bunch more sets this week.
I just went up Wednesday. There's a coworker that got into a little car wreck, bike wreck. So he hasn't been able to work. So I have to work every day next week too. Every night other than Friday.
Yeah.
I got to work. So I haven't been able to get up, which sucks because I've been writing a lot. You
right.
know?
But you went up Wednesday at the store?
I went up Wednesday at the store and that was an interesting set.
I missed you there. I went up there and I got bumped off. They had so many people.
Yeah, but you made it just in time to watch me get booed.
I saw you, but I didn't get you. It's a fun crowd.
Yeah, I got brought up and the woman started booing.
Yeah.
She was booing the previous comic.
She was booing Benji.
Yeah, it was just weird. Anyways.
A different Benji, but yeah.
But my set went fine, I thought, you know. It was always weird when the manager's in there watching. I try to do stuff I know that works, but after I started off pretty well, I was like, whatever, I'm going to do this new stuff I've been working on. And I thought I did fine, you know.
Yeah, it was fun. I had gone up there to try to catch Brandon Young. It was his first time ever at the Comedy Store.
Right.
And sort of thought it was a big deal for him, but I got up there, he'd already left.
Yeah, he left like 5 minutes after his set.
Yeah.
He didn't stay very long.
Not really putting in the FaceTime there.
No.
Man.
Yeah. But he's not doing what he tells you to do.
You know. Do as he says.
And then last night was fun, you know.
That was super fun.
I had a couple of like kind of mess ups of my jokes, but got different tags out of the mess ups. So that was kind of cool.
Yeah, I thought the phrase to me that stood out was, I would Parmesan a pigeon. And eat that shit.
Yeah. That's, if you
Parmesan a pigeon. You could Parmesan anything. Yeah. Parmesan a pigeon. I'll eat that. That was a great ad-lib.
Because I said shrimp Parmesan.
Shrimp Parmesan.
Which isn't a thing.
Yeah, I don't think that they do that, but they should try.
Yeah.
Parmesan up some shrimp.
So, yeah. It was fun. You know?
Oh, my God.
I didn't want to get off. And then I asked Kim if she had any requests for jokes, and she gave me that old Trick Daddy joke.
Yeah.
So I hadn't done that in like probably a year.
We both did that. Like, I asked Matt Zint because I left my phone at home, so I had no idea what jokes to do. Mm-hmm. I had like some new ones in there.
Right.
And so I said, Matt, what do you think I should do? And he gave me a couple of those old ones.
Yeah.
So I did like old ones and then tried to do the brand new ones just from memory.
Right.
Which was really fun.
Did you make it the whole night without your phone? Or did you go get your phone?
Yeah, I left it at home.
Wow. Uh-huh. How'd that feel? Liberating?
Yeah.
It felt good.
It was real nice.
Good. I listened to a podcast and I got somewhat slandered this week.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Bilodeau brought up in a, what would you call that? A rival podcast? Is there such a thing?
No, I don't just think it's a local
another
podcast.
Another podcast.
But I saw that they were talking about competitions and I saw who the guest was and I thought I'd be mentioned.
And you were.
And I was.
Turns out you were.
And
badmouthed?
Pretty bad.
Pretty much.
Yeah. I was brought up as I want to say pariah, but I can always.
Not sure if that's the right word.
Yeah. It was prolific or pariah. But anyway.
You're a prolific pariah.
Yeah. Pretty much. And basically the person said that, Some people like me, but a lot of people hate me.
Some people like me, most people hate me.
A lot of people hate me, is what was said. And then it talked about the contest, about how I got thrown under the bus, like seeming like the most bitter asshole ever because I didn't advance, which isn't true because I didn't care about advancing. That wasn't the point. Like, I don't care about getting knocked out unless it's the finals. That's the only time I care about comedy competitions. But, and then it was saying that, my material is mostly just crowd work based. And then the host said, well, once he makes his all crowd work CD, I'll buy that.
I would buy that, actually. I would love to buy that.
Yeah. But,
that's probably because you only do crowd work at contests, which is when this person sees you.
Right.
Whereas when I see you like several times a week, it's all material.
Yeah. So, I mean, I have crowd work in my arsenal if I need it. But that's not all I do. It's what I do in competitions because I do not care. So, yeah, it was weird to hear yourself being trashed and not be able to say anything.
Right.
You know, and usually if it's on Facebook, you can say, hey,
you comment in or write into that podcast?
Oh, I talked to the host.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. So he's going to have me on.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I'm going to be on.
So you're going to be on?
But it's like 3 weeks away. So.
Okay.
But the contest is going until next year, so the contest will still be going on.
Sure.
But anytime I talk poorly about anyone, I don't mention their name.
That's
so
true.
It's weird to see her, my name, first and last name. And,
right.
And really being slandered.
Slandered. Attacked.
Yeah. So it was.
Well, you know what? I mean, they hate us because they ain't us. Is that what it is? Ain't us? They hate us with their anuses.
I don't know if that's the saying. And I don't think they want to be our anus either.
No.
But, yeah. So speaking of anus, why don't we go ahead and bring in our guest to the show?
Nice segue.
So let's welcome Dan Marganski, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you for having me.
Mostly gentlemen, but some ladies listen.
Yeah.
You know, that's good.
Right.
How was your week? Did you have any shows?
Actually, I hosted twice this week, which is nice. You got me on a good week.
Okay.
That's good.
Beautiful.
I hosted the cluster at the Madhouse on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I did this little hosted this little show on Wednesday. Just, this girl from out of town. And then, Emily Allen, she recommended me to do it. So.
Okay.
The three of us did a little show at this little Kava bar.
Cool.
Yeah.
Is there a Kava lounge or a different place?
The Mystic Water Kava bar. It's in North Park. Yeah. It was some weird little place, but. You know, it was a cool little crowd.
That's awesome.
How was the cluster? Is that still popular?
Yeah, it was nice.
There's so many things popping up now. They got Mystic.
I think that was a one-time thing.
Yeah, I think it was a one-time thing.
What did I see today? Something at a comedy gym? He said, it will be at the comedy gym. Like, that's a thing we're all supposed to know about?
I think that was someone trying to get you, trick you into going to the gym.
Yeah, really. Totally. No dice.
That sounds
terrible. No, but did you see that? There's a comedy gym. I was like, what is that? Is that something?
I don't even know what that means.
Okay, all right, we'll have to check that out later.
Yeah.
But that's why I thought it was weird that they just posted like, yeah, and it'll be over at the old comedy gym. You know, the one
that
we all go to.
I go to the gym every day. Those people are not people that like comedy.
I've heard professionals refer to the Hollywood store, the comedy store, as the gym.
Is that right?
So that's because they go there every night.
Oh, speaking of the Hollywood comedy store, saw a story about, it was Ari Shaffir, and on his special, he called her fat and said she has one arm.
Oh, no.
What?
And, said she smells bad, and then she put, like, an anti-bullying thing. So now Ari Shaffir is getting a bunch of slack from people online.
Wait, because during his special, he...
He said her name and called her fat and
to
one
who?
Arm.
Someone that heckled him during the
no,
show?
No, another comedian.
Oh.
Did you see that, Dan?
I listened to his podcast, so I heard him mention.
Okay.
I didn't know he said her name, though, but one arm gives it away. Pretty,
But he...
Who's a comedian with one arm?
Damien, we'll have to look it up in the break, but
okay.
She does like this anti-bullying and now.
Oh, and he mentioned her? And so that's.
He said her name and said she smells bad and she can't wash herself. And like in the special.
Why did he do that?
So.
He must not like her for some other reason.
Well,
right?
That's what he said, like she was real annoying and everything.
Oh, God.
So,
that's. Yeah. Wow. Okay.
But yeah, that's.
That's probably not good.
Yeah. So I don't know what's going to come of that, but like there's a lot of.
Zach Dave would like that. He always says any. PR is good PR.
Yeah.
So you could get attention in a negative way. No, I haven't, but he's still roaming on Facebook. So
is he?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, then he's all right.
He's all right.
So have you been to the comedy store in Hollywood yet?
Actually, no, I haven't been there, but I'm going to be going there soon just to go.
Don't mention any comics' names while you're up there.
Are you trying to perform or?
Well, they do that. I'm going to go up there for the Monday night open mic and then the Kill Tony episode 100 is that day. And then I'm just going to try and do a couple open mics up there.
Okay.
And just make a little night of it.
Yeah.
We met those two girls from the Kill Tony podcast at the store on Wednesday, right?
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah,
Sarah
yeah.
Weinshank and
Kim Congdon.
Yeah.
They were very nice. So they're regulars on that Kill Tony podcast?
Yeah, they do it every week. Yeah.
All right, cool.
You know what that is, what they do on that?
Is that they actually kill Tony from the palace over and over again?
Yes.
They drown him in
I would go to watch that. No, they basically...
That's Tony Hinchcliffe, right?
They have comics do like 1 minute and then they give them feedback, right?
Yeah, it's like an open mic, but in podcast form.
Wow.
And it's
live. That's kind of brutal.
Yeah.
They
did it at the comedy store down here.
Okay.
Did you go to that one, Dave?
I mean, if it was a friendly thing where it wasn't like, I'm going to just rip apart your new idea.
It's friendly. Unless someone's weird, then they'll, you know.
Then they
chill. They're comics, so they flex their muscles a little bit. But
I got you.
They did one at...
I do love the idea of talking material with other comics on a podcast. We've tried that before, like new bits and stuff like that.
Right, yeah.
But, you know, without the audience to react, it's like... Like, when I present material to Jeff, he's like, I don't know, that could be good.
Yeah.
I don't know, we'll see, you know? Because it's hard to tell until the audience reacts.
Yeah, because, you know, some of the stuff you think, oh, this is going to be great.
Yeah.
And you go upstage, you get nothing.
Nothing.
And then stuff that you're like, oh, this is pretty dumb. And
right.
it gets hits, mm-hmm. you know? It's very rare that I'm like, I believe in this. You know, like last night, for example, I tried to think about, I still think it's funny. I don't know if it's going to get me a joke, but the sportscaster goes, he's as good as or even better than advertised. He's like your favorite wine. He's an acquired taste. Like, what is it? How do you describe a human as an acquired taste?
That is weird.
But it just got nothing, you know? I think it's a funny concept.
It is a funny concept.
I don't know where to go from there. Like, I just was like, how do you compare a human to aged grapes?
Which I think that's funny right there.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I'll probably maybe try it again. But,
Well, mail it in to Kill Tony and see what he says.
No, I don't think you can do that.
Squash that.
Yeah, I don't think.
Squash
they did it at
that,
ACC,
like
too, right?
Yeah.
Did
yeah,
you do that one?
I went to it, but I didn't get up. Yeah, because it's, you know, it's a lottery.
Okay. Just right. like, hey, just like this show. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. All right. You're listening to WSRadio.com. What will I need to talk? We'll be back in 3 minutes. Bye. Beat it.
Talk to me. WSRadio.com.
Welcome to Comics Talk Comedy with your hosts, Jeffrey Bilodeau and Jesse Egan.
All right, we are back.
Yeah.
Second segment, man.
Talking.
Some interesting talk in the break.
Talking armpit fetish in the break. That's a weird one.
That's always happened.
Never heard of that before.
So what's a typical week for you, Dan?
Well, you know, on Monday I start with armpit fetishes. And as far as comedy or in general? I try and hit up every open mic that I can.
Okay.
I don't do anything at night, so... Got it. You know, might as well do comedy. So,
right.
You work during the day.
Yeah.
What's your gig?
I do. I work at a sheet metal machine shop out in Santee.
That's manly. That's really manly.
Sometimes people shock me with their jobs.
Yeah.
That looks exactly what he would do.
You thought he was a sheet metal man?
Yes.
Isn't it dangerous with long hair to be working with sheet metal? Like, it's gonna get pulled. That's where you wear that hat, right?
Yeah, I wear a hat and I tie it up. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's why I tie mine up too, because of all the sheet metal work that I've been doing.
Are you from San Diego?
Yeah. No, I mean, I've been here for like 18 years now, so.
Okay.
I was born on the East Coast.
What part?
Pittsburgh. Steel.
Close. I was born in Maryland, then lived in Pennsylvania for a few years.
Okay.
Moved out here. So all my relatives are out in Connecticut.
Okay.
Yeah.
You have family here at all?
Just my parents and my brother.
Okay. What brought them out here?
My dad's work, actually.
Okay.
What does he do?
Aerospace engineer.
Damn.
Yeah, Jesus. So he worked for the company.
You bring him the steel and he makes rockets out of it?
Yeah.
It's amazing. It's a family.
Yeah.
It's incredible. So how did you get into sheet metal work?
Just a friend of a friend.
He was
really
getting a tattoo, and they're like, I got a job for you.
Yeah. No, just I knew someone that, you know, people got hired, and they're like, hey, you need a good job. So I got a, I don't know, just
so what
friend
do you
of a friend.
You cut big pieces of metal?
Yeah, well,
is it loud?
It's loud. I wear earplugs. And
you do?
They start with a big, like a sheet of metal,
mm-hmm.
and then there's the water jet. That's kind of a stream of compressed sand and water.
Okay.
Cuts out patterns, and then there's
the
also
sand and water cuts the metal.
Yeah. It's real high pressure. It comes out of a little nozzle.
Wow.
Yeah, and then they have a punch, which is just different. Like stamps basically, and it stamps out the shapes.
Yeah.
And then.
What kind of shapes? I mean, like.
Anything. It's a lot of it. It's
diamonds, all hearts, clovers.
Yeah. Heart, stars, horseshoes.
Right.
And clovers and.
Jesus.
Blue moons.
And where does the metal go after that?
Like we, anything really. We've done, we do parts like for the military, some stuff for like trains. We just did like helicopter parts, just some weird little metal box. Yeah, it doesn't, when you see it, it's just, you know, I'll show you guys some pictures later, I guess, but.
You seen any horrific sheet metal accidents in there? Someone gets punched?
Not here. I've cut my fingers plenty of times.
Really?
I've, one of the guys I work with cut like the tips of his fingers off.
Whoa.
But nothing.
On one of that compressed water, sand blew it right off?
No, on a bending, a brake press.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you have to watch like a training video before you started?
No training video.
No?
No training video.
Just
videos.
Like, take this metal.
Yeah. That's
bend it. That's,
make sure you wear safety glasses. That's,
wow.
That's pretty cool. Did you go to college?
I went to community college. Okay. I didn't, I kind of didn't know what I wanted to do.
Metal?
So. No.
Heavy metal?
No, heavy metal, yeah.
It looks like metal, do you listen to heavy metal while you do the metal?
Yeah.
You look like you're a heavy metal guy.
That's funny. One of my favorite things is putting on like heavy metal while I'm grinding steel to sparks are shooting out. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
Like shooting your own music video.
Yeah.
That's pretty exciting. But were you in a band?
No, it's, I wish I was, but I've just never been musically inclined.
You play Enter the Sandman as you blast it with sand.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. We have a sandblaster, yeah. So I could, yeah.
It's amazing. That's the manliest job we've had on this.
Nice.
What else we had? Kurt Swan was like an FBI agent, which is amazing.
That's cool.
Yeah, but right. I don't. I think this sheet metal.
Sheet
is
metal wins.
Yeah,
right.
If you think of what your dad would do, I think sheet metal man is a dad thing to do.
Yeah. What was your father? He worked in metals. Blasted metals.
People get their fingers cut off. Mm-hmm. That's
right.
That's intense.
Wow. So you do that during the day, and then you're deaf. All you can't hear anything at night, or what?
I wear earplugs, and then I'll usually listen to music, or I listen to a lot of podcasts during the day. So that's what I like about it is I get to listen to podcasts a lot.
Does it pay all right?
Yeah, it pays pretty good too.
That's good.
I work for a private company, so I work directly for the owner, and he's a real nice guy, and his wife and his sons work there, and this. So it's
is
a real.
Is it the Coronado
cool
Brewing Company? No. What is
Amar Engineering, a little plug.
All right.
You guys
they deserve it if they're nice. They're nice to you. Amar.
Yeah.
Amar.
That's the first name in sheet metal.
Right.
Right?
So do you start your week off at Till 2 on Sundays?
I'll do the Comedy Store, and I actually, I'm going to start hosting co-hosting the Till 2, so I'll be there every week now.
Okay. Co-hosting it with who, Gordon?
Brian Street Team, actually.
Brian Street Team.
Yeah. I saw him for the first time at the store on Wednesday.
Street Team?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the first time I'd actually seen him do comedy. I thought he was just your friend. I didn't even know he did comedy.
I think he just does it. I don't want to speak for him, but I think he just enjoys it, so.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I see, he's at Till 2 almost every week.
Okay.
So now we took over hosting it, so.
How is that on Sundays?
It's fun. I would like to make it a little bit more, goofy, I guess, to say, you know, have people have more fun there.
At Till 2?
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people have fun there. So,
is there like a crowd?
No, comedians go and then sometimes people be in there. But
can we fun mug it up? We were talking about this the other day.
That's what I wanted. I'm happy you brought that up. Yeah, that's what I always thought would be a fun thing to do there. I feel like it'd be a perfect place.
Yeah, we need a late night fun mug thing again, you know, so that after the shows and the open mics are over, you could go somewhere and do a fun mug.
Because
I don't know if anyone wants to do Prinsuka again, but I mean, I thought that was cool because it was a small room.
Right.
Yeah.
And Sunday nights would be perfect.
Yeah.
You know, because I normally get off at like 11 and I'm like, it's probably too late to go to Till 2. So
it runs late. Yeah.
Yeah.
11 is really, sorry to interrupt. 11 is when it's popping because everyone leaves the madhouse. So they head over to there and that's
maybe
when
I'll check it out.
Seems cause... like if you let that little audience like contribute the ideas to the fun mug, maybe they'd be more interested in.
Yeah,
what we're doing on stage.
And it would get the comics to at least watch.
Exactly.
Yeah, totally.
You know, if people are doing the same shit, the comics aren't going to watch.
Right, we don't want to do our same open mic, whatever. You know, it's like something different.
Yeah, well, that's cool. Because, I've been kind of talking about that with other people, and now that I'm going to start hosting it.
We were outside the store the other night going, we need to bring back Fun Mug somewhere. And that's how OBC started, by the way. Like, when we first started Ocean Beach Comedy, it was basically Fun Mug.
Nice.
It was just taking ideas from the audience. And
that's
then, you know, writing our own ideas. And
maybe we'll get a return to comedy by Mike Ula if we get a fun month.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
You know,
that'd be
awesome.
Be fun.
But, so you do that. So do you try to do Madhouse and Till 2?
Usually the Madhouse, because it gets on so late, I go to work at 6 in the morning, so I can't be up too late.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll try and go to, unless I get on the Madhouse, to just do Store Till 2. Then Monday I'll do the Madhouse.
Okay.
And then Tuesday is now the Palace. And then Wednesday, ACC is sometimes Salty Frog. Thursday is Shooters.
How is the Salty Frog?
It can be fun. It's a bar, so, you know, it's a lot of comics that go there, and sometimes it can be a little rowdy because there's some locals that'll be there, but
Is that an open mic or a show?
Yeah, it's an open mic. I think Benji does shows on, like, one Saturday a month or something like that, yeah. So it's fun. I like going down there, and that's every other week, so I'll go to that one. And I live in Chula Vista, so it's not too far.
Okay.
Yeah. A lot of people say I'd be as far, but for me, it's not. It's like 10, 12 minutes.
Yeah. That's how it is for shooters, because I'm out near college area, so going to shooters isn't really that far.
Yeah.
You know, so it's I've tried to go there. I've been trying to get back into it, but like I said, I've been working. But shooters can be fun.
Yeah. If there was a few more, like, real late-night open mics, I could probably start doing them, you know?
Yeah.
Just, I got this, I'm just writing.
Well, there's no reason you can't do Till 2, you know, on Sundays.
That would be the one.
Yep, Till 2.
That would be the one.
You do a store spot and go to Till 2.
Mm-hmm.
So.
That'd be awesome.
How long have you been doing comedy now?
Just over a year, actually. January 28th, so.
Okay. What got you into it?
I don't want to, I can't say that I've always wanted to do it, but I've always thought it was cool. And then I got into podcasts a few years ago, so I would listen to those a lot at work and then started getting into other podcasts and.
Just comedic podcasts?
Yeah, or? I started listening to the Joe Rogan one, like, right when he started doing it, because I was on his website.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got into that one, and then that got me into all the other ones. So then
you listen to Joey Diaz podcast?
Oh, I love Joey Diaz.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. So I started, you know, I hear how much fun they have, and I hear all the stories they have.
Yeah.
And like you guys mentioned, if I go to college, like, I kind of stopped going to college because I didn't know what I wanted to do. So I always thought I wanted to do something fun for a living. That's kind of like my goal. So then I figured out, like, oh, well, this seems like it would be fun to do for a living. That's pretty much your main goal, is to have fun.
Yeah, that's a good goal.
That's kind of what got me into it. And it took me, like, from the time I decided that I would like to try it, took me like a year to actually get on stage. I don't know what took so long.
It's so random. Like, people are so different. Some people are like, I want to do it, and next day they do it.
Yeah.
You know, for me, it almost took 11 years before I seriously started doing it.
Oh, yeah. Wow. It took me forever.
You know, because I wanted to do it when I was 14, you know, and I tried. And, like, there's video of me in my living room. And I would send VHS tapes to the booker of the Comedy Connection, and she was like, no, I can't put you on. Because there was no open mic or anything. There's none in Maine at all. There's, like, no clubs now.
Yeah.
So I did it once, and it was a comedy competition, and then didn't do it again for, like, 3 years. Mm-hmm. You know, but
You did that first comedy competition, did you do all crowd work in that?
Yeah. You could actually catch that CD. No, I remember on that night, I actually panicked. Because the crowd was different than I thought. So I did like a different 5 minutes or 7 minutes than I hadn't planned.
What did you think it was going to be? I mean, it was different than you expected? And
crowd was a little younger than I thought.
Oh.
Or older. One of the two. I don't remember.
Right. You were 14, though, right?
No. I was like 22.
Oh, okay.
When I did it the first time. And so I completely changed up all my material. You know, but I had been writing at that point for like 8 years.
Right.
You know, so, like, I didn't do very well. I mean, I wouldn't say I bombed.
Yeah.
You know, but I just didn't do well. You know,
but you did material, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I remember talking about, like, they wanted you to give you an intro, and I didn't really know, you know. And, like, I think my intro was, this next guy you haven't seen on Leno, you haven't seen on Letterman, you haven't seen on any late night talk shows, the very funny Jeff Bilodeau. That was my intro.
Non-credits.
Yeah. And the host was like, you want me to say this? I was like, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. That's a funny way to, like, mention them. Like, you know, you haven't seen them on Letterman. You haven't, you know, it's like you're still putting Letterman and Leno in there.
Right.
You know.
It was funny because you know who Tony Baker is?
Mm-hmm.
I saw his status was like, I've been on Comedy Central, BET, NBC, all these shows. But when the person asks me what they want me to say, them to say about me, just say I'm from Chicago. Because that crowd that night doesn't care what
That's
you've
true.
Done. They just care what you're going to do tonight.
That's true.
Which I thought was a interesting thing, you know, because it really doesn't matter. You can say this next guy's great. He has all these credits and then he bombs. And
right.
You just look like
doesn't
an idiot,
help.
You know. So, all right. We got two more segments for Dan Marganski. You listen to WSRadio.com, the worldwide leader in talk. Be back in 3 minutes. Bye. Boop.
Talk to me. WSRadio.com.
Welcome to Comics Talk Comedy with your hosts, Jeffrey Bilodeau and Jesse Egan.
All right, we are back. Third segment. So what got you the courage to get on stage that first time?
I guess I kind of, I used to go on, some web forums, and they had a four comedians thread on there. And someone else posted up saying that they were from San Diego. They were interested in doing it. So that I messaged him and was like, all right, let's meet up. And we both went to the American Comedy Company together. So that kind of I knew that if I was like, all right, if I tell someone else, then, you know, it's going to force me to go. So that, and at work, I was kind of moving ahead. I started running a machine and I screwed something up. So I got demoted. So I was like, oh, well, there goes doing this for a living. So I was like, no, it's that really made me want to do comedy. I was like, all right, screw this. I got to see what comedy.
Who is it that you went with?
He stopped after like once or twice.
Oh, really?
He didn't get called up and he got all discouraged. So, yeah.
How long did it take before you got up?
First time.
Okay.
Yeah.
You remember what you talked about?
Yeah, a couple things. I don't think I did a full 3 minutes, but.
Did you fabricate any sheet metal stories? Hey, now.
No.
So nothing you do anymore?
No, definitely not nothing I do anymore, but just a couple cheesy jokes. Like something I used to think in high school. It was almost like the first joke I wrote, but I didn't know it was a joke. Mm-hmm. I would just tell people that I want to open up a 24-hour Chinese restaurant called Walk Around the Clock. Yeah, I know. That was like my first, I was like, oh, well, there's a joke right there. I'll tell that on stage. So I kind of wrote that into joke form.
Yeah.
And then I had a couple other, you know, goofy time fillers.
You don't tell anything from the first time you went up, Jesse.
I don't know. I don't think so. Yeah. I think it was all.
I don't really tell it, but it is. You really like the joke. But the first time I went up, I did the joke about following the bird tone.
I love that joke.
But that doesn't really work, you know. That was
follow those birds home. You follow them to where they dwell. You shit in their birdhouse. What do you say? You climb up and you crap in their fountain or something. And
you crap in their birdhouse.
And
there's no resale value.
Ruins the resale value on a birdhouse when it's full of human feces.
I was in the bird real estate market for 17 years.
It's still like one of my favorite jokes. I don't know why it doesn't hit every single time.
It's just so obscure. Yeah, it's just, you know, sometimes when you get too obscure, people like
just
check
the
out.
Image of you crapping on a bird or a birdhouse or being in a nest crapping on birds. That's a great.
You get it in that little hole for the.
That's so funny. Yeah.
So I just think it's funny.
That's from that's one of the oldest jokes. It's like you actually have that from the beginning.
Well, that was the first time I performed in San Diego. I did that joke. First joke I ever wrote, I still remember. It was the day after watching, I'm telling you for the last time, the Seinfeld thing.
Okay.
And my 14-year-old joke I wrote about was, why are we still fishing?
Mm.
People can go to the store and buy fish.
Right.
Why are you going out and sitting at sea to get hooks in your fingers just to catch some damn fish? Just go to the market, Charles.
Yeah, you did that last night, too. You were adding names in there.
I think that's
that's my favorite thing. And especially when the name changes within the same joke. At first, it's Agnes or something, and then it's like Lauren, you know? Like, that was so funny. Were you bagging groceries? Is that what that was?
Well, there was two people.
Oh, because two different.
Yeah, the cashier was like Claire.
Claire.
And the bagger was Warren.
I think I was talking to one guy in the audience and calling him Winter Hat last night.
Yeah.
So every other joke would be like, you know, Winter Hat. You just say the joke and then end it with, right, Winter Hat? And it's just like they get an extra laugh just out of that.
Yeah.
So weird.
It's just a little trick.
Those little tricks. they like it better than the jokes.
Yeah.
We always overcomplicate this thing.
Right.
Just rhyme stuff and call people names.
Yeah. Faggots.
That's the Dave Wright School of Comedy.
That's the mixture, right?
Can you imagine
there?
If he taught a comedy class, he'd be like, lesson one, call them all faggots.
Yes.
Number two, finger bang them.
Then hang up on them.
Hang up. You'll love it.
It would be kind of interesting to see what he would say, the advice he would give, you know, just to hear it. Because he's been doing comedy a long time, you know.
Totally.
So
he does give good advice. Like, whenever I bomb, he gives me advice. And it's usually like, you got to start with more energy. You got to start, you know, because that's one of my failings is, like, if the audience is low, I start real low.
Right.
And have to build up to something. Whereas Dave, he always comes out swinging.
Yeah, it doesn't matter how many crowds.
It doesn't. It doesn't matter.
He's going to bring it.
Yeah, he finger bangs them.
You know, like, that was one thing that I used to always struggle with. If I started off bad, like getting out of that, I don't know if you guys have that. But for now, if I have new stuff to work on, like I can get out of it, you know.
You're right.
You know, it takes a lot for me to bomb just
because. It depends.
Because
if it's a contest, I get really in my head about it. I can't, you know. But if it's a regular set, I feel like I could dig out. You know what I mean?
There was a contest this is a while back, where I wasn't doing that hot. And me and Renee used to always tell this joke, so I told it on stage about, like, you guys ever take a shit and be like, all right, I got my workout in for the day. which is the dumbest joke.
And that got the laugh.
Yeah, that got a huge laugh. Sure. And then they loved me after that, you know?
It's all took.
Yeah, it's because people are dumb. The audience is usually dumb, you know? So so that was the joke I told, and they liked me after that.
You, what was that your last insult to the audience, wasn't it? Didn't you tell them all do any of you do comedy? No, why are you judging me?
Yeah, that was my last, that was my opening bit. Anyone here done stand-up? No, well, none of you have any right to judge any of us.
That got him on your side.
No.
So that's definitely a hole you got to dig out of right after that, right?
I didn't care.
Yeah, I know.
I didn't want to advance.
Billy would do that, too. Billy used to dig holes in the beginning of his
Garza life. Used to do that the worst.
Garza, yeah.
Garza would dig huge holes, and then try to just
huge.
Dig out.
Set up a ladder and try to climb out of that sucker.
That happens sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, I think I had to dig myself out even though I didn't get booed, but like the awkwardness of a boo.
Oh, after that's it.
Yeah. I thought that was just a climb to get out of that, but.
Right.
You know, so what are you going to say?
Brought up to boos is not an easy.
What's one of the worst heckles you've gotten, Dave?
Yeah. Have you been booed before?
I was just thinking, I don't think I've actually been booed. I'm really scared of what. Like as just bombing completely and not being able to do anything. I haven't.
Have you ever had that? You ever had someone yell out, "You suck"?
I don't think
so. Be funny.
Like be funny and this and that. But and then it's been usually at like a bar where there's a lot of drunk people, so I can. I don't know. I haven't gotten shut down by a heckler. I don't think yet.
Yeah.
So I haven't gotten heckled too much yet, though.
It doesn't happen as much as you would think.
Yeah.
Because, in the class, they wanted us to teach them how to deal with heckling.
Right.
Yeah. And I was like,
It's rare.
It's really not,
especially at open mics. If you're going to go do open mics with other comics, they're not heckling, really, you know?
Right.
Unless it's, a friendly back and forth or something. But most of the time, you're not being heckled at open mics.
They're usually not good at heckling, either.
You're going to get heckled by a regular audience member in a club who's drunk.
Yeah.
Not, usually a comic at an open mic.
Yeah.
Right. The first year or two, it's not going to happen too much.
At the bars is where, obviously, you know, when you're ambushing, when you're ambushing them with comedy, that's when you tend to get people.
You almost deserve it at that point.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like, you know what I mean? That's almost their right if you've just...
Shut off their music.
Yeah. You turn off their basketball game, and then you're like, now you're going to listen to my nerdy observations.
Yeah.
And like, fuck you. You know what I mean? Of course they're going to heckle you.
Yeah, I've gotten a few heckles at Winston's. Recently I had that one guy that was just, I don't remember. I think he said be funny or something.
Mm.
That was when they were all talking the whole time, and that was annoying. But one of the worst was when I was just starting. It was also at Winston's. Where it was early that those people were there and they were already drunk. And this is before I even took over, Bob was still doing it. So it was a while back. So it was pretty slow. It was just one table in the front. And after doing not very well, this guy just stood up and go, "I think your time is up."
Oh, yikes.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So
that was probably the worst.
That's rough.
You know,
I went up late at the Comedy Store once and it was everyone was dirty. It was the end of the show, so everybody had gone dirtier and dirtier and dirtier. And I had this new joke I wanted to try. And so I opened up. It was the last spot on the
headline.
Show. Yeah, right. And everyone's worn out and it's dirty. And I open with, "I dated an Eskimo chick and I was totally Inuit." And this guy goes, "Boo!"
I was actually,
boo!
I swear I almost booed last night when you did that joke.
You did.
Just,
you were going to boo it.
Yeah, just because.
Just because you know that's the one I got booed on.
Yeah. I was like, he's doing well. I'll leave him
alone. He left me alone.
He doesn't want to be up there anyway, so I might as well just let him enjoy it.
Yeah, right.
But, so it doesn't really happen that much.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't.
I mean, have you seen the video of Bill Burr being heckled?
Oh, no.
Man.
You've seen that?
Yeah, the Philly one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He gets booed, right off the bat.
Oh.
And it's 10, 15 minutes?
Yeah.
That they're just booing him, and he's just fucking insulting the shit out of him.
Oh, I have seen that. That's that's from a few years ago, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
He was opening for, Opie and Anthony or something.
Yeah.
And they're just yelling at him.
They were booing before he started.
Yeah, he got mad because they booed Dom Herrera. So he was saying,
What was the deal? They just wanted their headliners? They didn't want to.
Well, it was Philly and it's Opie and Anthony fans, so they were a bunch of crazies anyways.
Yeah.
And it was just a long show.
It was just a whole crowd of Dave Rice.
They were sitting in the grass basically, and it went from sun up to sundown type of thing. It was 2 hours into the show. So yeah, it was just, you know, a combination.
Wow.
And then Bill Burr is just and I've heard him. I listened to his podcast. So he talked about recently. He was saying how he knows a lot about sports and everything. So he just brought up every sports reference he could about their city.
Mm-hmm.
And my favorite one was where he made fun of them for. He called them so racist that they have a statue of a guy that doesn't even exist in their city. When can't think of his name now. The famous boxer,
Rocky.
They have the statue of Rocky when Joe Frazier is from their city. They don't even have a statue of him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
well,
it's a good rant.
Joe Frazier didn't beat Mr. T or whatever.
Make millions.
Yeah, I just watched Rocky 2 last night.
Never seen any of the Rockies.
Apollo. Oh yeah, they're great.
People always ask me, like someone was asking me a bunch of old TV shows yesterday, and I had no idea about
the
any.
First
of
Rocky is worth seeing. Watch that. Yeah, the first one.
How many did they do? Six?
They had like 100 of them, I think.
Seven?
I don't know.
Yeah. And Sylvester Stallone played in all of them?
Yeah.
Or they have a
He's
different
the main guy, and I think five of them, and then his son came in or something like that. I don't know.
He got too old to box.
Gets a little rocky towards the end.
Yeah. His son comes in at the end.
That's where it's at.
That's
in
right.
Comedy.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Do you have any interest in like screenwriting or anything like that?
Or boxing?
I wrestled in high school. That's about it.
Were you good?
I sucked, and then I won some medals towards the end.
Oh, that's pretty exciting. I know Berner. You and Berner talked?
I've talked to him, but...
He was a wrestler, Berner?
Yeah.
Yeah, no we'll way. Find out about his success.
He
coming back
wrestle.
Here. Listen to WSRadio.com, the world on the internet. I'll be back in 30 minutes. Bye.
Talk to me. WSRadio.com.
Welcome to Comics Talk Comedy with your hosts, Jeffrey Bilodeau and Jesse Egan.
All right, we are back. Final segment already.
Comics Talk Ice Cream.
Yeah, Comics Talk Chocolate in the break.
That's right. Well, you said there was a comic at the store passing out ice cream bars.
Yeah, the winner of the first Last Comic Standing is passing out Snickers chocolate.
Ralphie May?
No, that fan. Ralphie May was season two, huh?
No, he was place two.
Oh, yeah, he was in that first one.
Yeah.
Which, He's good. He's still around.
I love Ralphie May.
Yeah.
This Is Not Happening story was hilarious.
Oh, was he on it?
Yeah.
I saw that Joey Coco Diaz was on.
I haven't watched that one yet.
Yeah, it was on Ari's page today. So I guess it was really good. But he's
cool.
We're going to try to get him back at Winston some Friday.
Joey?
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
If you guys have him there, you got to let me know.
Yeah. We've had
him
there
several
times.
I saw Doug Stanhope did that. I wish I went to that one.
Yeah, we've had Joey Diaz, what, four times already?
Two since I've been here.
Yeah. Wow. I love Joey Diaz. I've met him a few times.
He's the man.
I've seen him like four or five times.
Terrific dude. Really, really nice to people, I think. You know, he's also got the craziest stories.
Oh, yeah. Never ending.
Yeah.
He was telling some story. I don't remember what it was, but he was like in a limo with Ricky Martin and Whitney Houston doing blow and all this stuff. It was like right after she died. Like they released this thing. So it was.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's an interesting story. He's got a lot of good stories.
Yeah,
you know,
he does.
People always talk about with comedy, you got to talk about your life.
Like, right.
I don't think my life is as exciting as his, so
no,
I couldn't make the stories.
God, I know. So and if you embellished, it just wouldn't come across as honest. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
You could make stuff up and people, you know, when you hear his stories, you're like, I believe it.
Right.
Because
yeah.
He looks like a guy that would light a prostitute's wig on fire. He really does.
You could see that in his eyes.
You could see that. Yeah, that gleam.
So what's the standard writing process for you?
You know, hanging out with friends, think of something funny, and I write it down, and then...
You ever etch it directly into the metal as you're cutting it? You're like, I gotta write this down. There's no paper.
No, but I have...
I'm not,
I wish I was as funny as this on the spot as you are. But,
I'm just drunk all the time.
Yeah. That is, that's...
It helps.
Whiskey you're drinking over there.
Well,
so you just write it on paper or you just try it out on stage?
I work with the cell phone nowadays. But, yeah, you know, I'll write something down. I'll try and kind of, you know, put it into – I imagine how would I do this on stage in my, you know, while I'm writing it and then try it on stage. And then I honestly feel like I would like to spend more time writing but rather than – but it's hard to like – I'm not the kind of person who can just sit down and go to town on writing.
Yeah.
Just go to town on ice cream and stuff.
Yeah. Ice cream and Cadbury eggs.
Yeah, oh, Cadbury eggs.
Delicious eggs.
Yeah.
What about you, Jeff? Do you force yourself or you just write all the time
Yeah.
I mean, you don't really have like a set
time. I don't
time.
Force myself, but when something happens, like I always carry around my little notebook.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
that's what it is with me.
Yeah. So, and then I'll just write, you know. Mm-hmm.
I find I'll be talking in a group of comics after or before a show in a little circle, and I'll say something, and I'll go, ah, that's it, and I'll write it mm-hmm. in my phone. That happens more than anything else.
You're listening to a comic, you're like, ah, that's it, I'll take that. That'll
be fun. But just, you know, you're having a conversation, yeah. and you might say a line, and maybe it's because I'm trying to make them laugh or something. Mm-hmm. But then I'll say something and I'll go, ah, oh, that could be it, something, you know, write that down.
Yeah,
or I'll be waking up or going to sleep. And right in that moment is when something comes.
That's why I had to, that's one of the reasons why I drink, because like if I go to sleep sober, like I won't sleep because I'll constantly be waking up with ideas, you know? So it's
that would be good.
Machine over here.
Yeah, that'd be good. You'd write a new hour because it's not drinking.
But I don't have time.
Do all that crowd work at this.
Yeah, I know. That's all I got. No, but I was talking with, like, I've been seeing a therapist.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, talking to her about that. And, you know, she was like, wow.
What'd she say?
She said I need medicine. She said I have a lot of issues.
She said you have a lot of issues?
Yeah.
And you're like, I could have told you that, lady.
Yeah, that's what I told
her. I'm paying you for this?
I told my sister. I said I saw the therapist. It's like a shitty date. I pay $15. I have no chance of fucking her. And I realize how much of a moron I am. So
she could just call my mom. It'd be the same fucking thing.
Yeah, so it's like, yeah. So it's just like, I think you got ADD. I think you got depression. I think you got neuronics. I think you got anxiety.
I never even heard of neuronics. And you got that too.
Yes.
So what kind of medication do they want
to
give you?
I'll have to see another doctor next week to see what they want to give me.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, I don't know if I want to see a therapist anymore.
Yeah.
So, because I already know I have all these issues.
So. Right. Well, but then, so the next step is, I mean, I don't know if it's medication. It's probably talking even deeper about those issues, right?
Yeah, which we've started to do.
Right.
But she's like, asked me, like, do you remember a time in your life where you were happy?
Yeah.
And I don't.
And she's like, we're going to need some drugs.
Yeah.
You smoke reefer?
So, no, I had a really bad reefer experience where I thought I overdosed because I had like
edibles, right?
Six edibles and then put it on.
I'll get you.
Put it
on
toast.
Get some good material out of it, though.
That joke never really worked, though. I've only tried it like twice.
Yeah.
You know, I guess it's so real and crazy that
edibles are different though than smoking it.
Oh yeah, but I never really smoked it either. I've only gotten high like four or five times in my life, but I'm already pretty mellow for the most part. So for me, it was never really a thing.
Yeah,
might help you sleep.
Maybe more neurotic and maybe think even more and worry even more.
Oh, that could be. Yeah, make you even more paranoid and stressed out.
So that's why I wouldn't do it. Like alcohol just shuts my brain off, which I like.
You don't want to shut it off.
You should try heroin.
Did you see the video of the girl that was asleep in her car?
Yes.
That was fucking scary. Did you see that, Dan?
I heard about it. I have not.
And then it started rolling. Like, she obviously was still in drive because the car started rolling.
Wow. I've fallen asleep while driving before, and that's not fun.
I'm pretty sure she was drunk.
Yeah, I wasn't drunk. I was just really, it was like 3 a.m. I actually went to a comedy show up in L.A. and was coming back, and it was just, I didn't have anything left in the tank, so.
Yeah.
That's scary. The cop had to run alongside and smash the window in and get. Ooh,
right, and then pull her out.
Saved her life,
That's going to be crazy.
I crashed, so I woke up.
You did?
Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I hit the center divide on the, and then it just, woke up with the airbag. Like, oh, shit, there we go. I'm awake.
And you were sober and everything, and then you drove back? You drove home?
Yeah. I mean, I'll be honest. I had been drinking earlier, but I wasn't like drunk,
Uh-huh. Thank God you didn't hurt anybody or yourself, though.
Yeah, I know. I get really scared now when I'm driving. I get sleepy. It's like all of a sudden.
I always tell people, PTSD. Man, you gotta Uber it or Lyft it or whatever. Yeah. Just leave the car, man. It's not worth it.
It was because coming back from a comedy show in L.A., it's just such a long night.
Well, that's
night.
True, but yeah.
There used to be times where I used to wake up early when I was still in the guard, and I have to put my head out the window to keep myself awake.
Mm. Yeah.
I wasn't really drinking, but.
Right.
Well, we are coming up to the end. So what is the worst show you've had so far?
I did one. It was actually kind of when I was towards the beginning. But the host was supposed to bring me up, and then I was going to do my time. The host ends up off the top. He does like 20 minutes off the top and ends with a 5-minute magic trick that involved two people from the crowd. And nobody wanted to take part in
that. Was in San Diego?
Yeah.
Was it a black comic?
Yeah.
It was a black magician?
Yeah.
Oh, really? I thought, oh, wow.
I mean,
I thought you were going to say it was Anthony Mays.
The host of the guy who put the whole show together is a very nice guy. But after that show, I told him I couldn't do it anymore. But after, he brought me up, and afterwards, the crowd, all the lights were on. And it was just like in the corner of a restaurant trying to do comedy. So everyone was just talking and eating dinner, and I'm the asshole sitting on a pallet with a rug over it in the corner trying to do comedy.
And for my next trick, I'm going to disappear from the show.
Yeah.
Wow, that sounds rough.
Yeah, me and Mike DeVore had to do that one, so we stopped doing shows after, for that.
Together?
Yeah, because we both used to work for that guy. It was kind of a bringer thing, so I was just like, yeah, this isn't...
Yeah.
I'm not going to... No.
Hard to follow magic, isn't it?
Yeah.
What about your best show?
That's actually Black Magic.
Black Magic. There it is.
The little bell.
Yes. You have a best show?
Recently I did, it was actually speaking of contests for the Madhouse contest.
Uh-huh.
I invited some friends and they brought people. So I had like 10 people I knew in the audience.
Cool.
And all my jokes did really well. And, you know, it was just a really fun night. I had really good. I felt really comfortable on stage, and I didn't get passed in the contest, but it was, you know, doing good in front of friends.
Yeah.
It was a really good one. Yeah. I had another one at Salty Frogs too that went really good in front of a friend. Mm-hmm. And it was just, you know, when everything's flowing, you feel really natural. You're talking to people and it's just fun.
Well,
see,
you
can do this.
You can do jokes and you can do crowd work and still not advance in the contest.
Yeah, that's true.
So it doesn't matter what you do.
Bring that up on that rival podcast.
You can bring 10 people.
Point out that there are some deficiencies in that system.
Yes. So anyway, so where can we find you?
Till 2, Sunday nights, 9 o'clock.
Okay.
Be hosting.
Do you get Twitter or Facebook, MySpace?
Yeah, Dan Marganski, everything.
Everything?
Yep.
Instagram?
Yep. Dan Marganski, one word.
I got it. We have to get a picture for Instagram after the show. So, Dan, thanks for coming in.
Yeah.
Hopefully you enjoyed yourself. So, we'll see you next week. You're listening to WSRadio.com, the worldwide leader in internet talk.
Bye. Which?